So this same pattern is happening at other reactors across the country. That isn't to say that the NRC hasn't taken stronger action before. For instance, there's a nuclear plant in Nebraska that's been shut down for nearly 3 years because NRC saw systematic problems with safety at that plant and wouldn't let them come back online until they fixed them. We think that a similar situation may exist in Nine Mile One, and the NRC should deal with it.
What's the future of all this stuff, both at those plants and even with clean energy future to some, includes nuclear power to get away from fossil fuels? Is it going to be a tougher battle to fight to even oppose nuclear power going forward since, again, at least to some, it's in a green or clean energy mix?
Well, nuclear power is by no means clean or environmentally friendly. It produces large amounts of really incredibly toxic radioactive waste, which is completely unsustainable. But the truth of the matter is that nuclear energy is entirely replaceable, and we may be confronted with that sooner rather than later in New York because nuclear power is also uneconomical. Our nuclear plants in central New York are not cost competitive with wind energy or natural gas. And they're under a lot of financial pressure right now. So regardless of what we may want in central New York, some of these reactors may close sooner rather than later. And it's better for us to be proactive about that. We have plenty of renewable energy resources in central New York and western New York. And, we could cost effectively replace nuclear energy and create thousands and thousands of jobs by moving proactively into a green energy future.